frustrated with the fact that it came out, I hate to say as quick as it did, but as it did, because there was talk about a closure for a long time. That's why we were over there talking to folks over there to be ready in case they were one of them being looked at. So it wasn't like we didn't know that, but we didn't know or didn't think they would make this announcement without communicating better, I think, with the community. And some of the conversations we had with the community was the fact that, and they brought up great points in that relocation of the guards and the people working at the prisons would be more difficult over there because of the distance and the proximity of where they're at versus maybe some other facilities. And it seems like we never had a chance to really sit down with anybody and talk about those type of things when they ultimately made the decision. And so that was a little disappointing. But we also talked with everybody over there about a parallel path, and that was, fight to stop the closure and kind of make our case why they shouldn't be closed. But at the same time, if it were closed, what would be our ask now as far as the state stepping in to help the community? And so we're in the middle of those issues right now.
Now, one of the things that I know was talked about was there's some question about what the Department of Corrections is stating with recidivism rates. That is, you know, that you've got folks going back, prisoners going back into the system and so on and so forth. A bit of a question on that are they accurate? What are your thoughts on some of these numbers that are being slated? Not budget numbers, but convict numbers, recidivism rates, and what's being stated by the MDOC?
Yeah, I've always brought that up since we've seen the closures happen. There's been three major prisons closed below the bridge, and we had the camp closed up here in the UP since I've been in the legislature. And one of the patterns that I've noticed was that our local community jails have, at least in my district, have grown. You know, they've put more people in there than they can almost hold at times. And so is it that the sentencing guidelines that were changed, and we changed some of them back during Governor Granholm's time there. I remember doing some of that. And even during Governor Snyder's time, there were some things changed. And so are our judges, because of the changes in law, having to sentence people and sending them to jail versus normally what they would have done is sent them to prison? And what's happening, I think, is to a degree, the state's benefiting because they're not having the beds being filled, but our jails are. So they're able to close some prisons, save on the state budget, but it's actually potentially harming local budgets. And I've asked if there's a correlation to it. Some of the folks in appropriation disagree and say they don't think there is a connection. I don't know how you deny that. I think there is somewhat of a connection.
We're talking with State Senator Tom Casperson today about the recently announced closing of the Ojibwe Correctional Facility in Marinesco in the western UP. Tom, I have to ask you, there was stories not too long ago, just your thoughts on this, but there were stories not too long ago about the state having to deal with some of the people that are inmates now that were sentenced 20, 30 years ago with the zero tolerance and the putting them in for long-term holding, getting older now. They're becoming wards of the state, in effect, that they're having these health problems that come with aging, that it was creating budgetary problems. Your thoughts on this? Is this like some sort of long-term shot at saying, okay, if we close down these prisons, we have less of these people to worry about if they're maybe being held on a county level instead?
Yeah, that had been talked about, even looking at budgets in general. Could we handle those inmates or those prisoners in a different fashion than like a high-security prison or something like that because of their age and their illnesses? So it's not like people haven't looked at that and thought that could be something. And there again, if that's the case and that's happening, they're shifting and putting people out or letting people out early because of those type of issues, they still need care. They still need to be taken care of. So, in my opinion, you're shifting them from one budget to another, and then the prison budget can say, look, we saved money, but over here in some other budget, Department of Community Health, something else, they're going to pick up the tab instead of just being honest and say, hey, we're just shifting.
Well, what can happen now, in your opinion, between now and the proposed closure? I mean, do you think they'll have a chance at getting it reversed? What are your thoughts?
I think it's going to be more difficult with the fact that they've already come out publicly and made the announcement. But doesn't mean to not stop trying. But at the same time, run parallel paths. I was given an email this week from folks over that way that gave some suggestions on other things that could be looked at to help them on that over on the West End. And some of it is resources, money coming in to help with economic development, those types of things. And I think all of that needs to be looked at. And I think those are fair asks that the people are asking of the state, especially with the fact that many of these prisons, and a lot of ours in the UP, we accepted those prisons back when it wasn't real popular to do that, because we could use the economic stimulus that came from it. And so we did accept them, and we put them in our communities. Then we came, especially in Marinesco's case, somewhat became dependent on it. And then when they pull it out, you can see what happens, and it's not a good picture. So clearly I think the state holds some responsibility to help with the community on the economic development side of it. And that's the avenue we're going to go with, is putting pressure on the administration to stay in the game here and help these people.